Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and tonight we're going to be talking about men on marriage strike. I did a video a little while ago about the marriage numbers, and I think the data I had from that was like 2015 or 16. We have an update, and they're getting even lower. Apparently, they're the lowest of all time ever on record. And I have an article from Evie that I'm going to read. And I like reading from Evie because it's a woman's magazine for women. And so when they complain about women, it's kind of like, see, it's just not us guys talking about it. It's women talking about it too. And then I have an article from the U.S. News, and they've got kind of some information as far as that goes as well. But it's I think it's twofold, and I think both articles miss part of the reasoning why it's getting so bad for some people, but so good for the rest of us that have kind of sworn off marriage, because it will force a change in the system. When it gets bad enough, they're going to have to start looking at these laws and saying, you know what, we've got to visit these laws because men are not getting married anymore because of the court systems. And the other half that they seem to always miss is the ridiculousness of women today. Starting today, two things before I forget. Below the video, right below the video, I'm going to start putting what I want to call them, like timestamps, so you can jump to the different parts of the article. So as I remember to put them down below, if you want to skip my preamble and the losses of the day, you want to jump right to the main article, you want to go to dating profile of the day, you can jump around and find whatever you want. Or if I get, you know, long on a subject and you want to hop over it, you can just move to the next segment. I'll put that down below each video, as well as I'll put it in the first comment, and then I'll pin it to the top of the comment section so you guys can find it. I love it when you watch all my content. But for some of you guys that say, hey, man, I don't have time to watch a 50-minute video or an hour-long video, I'll put this link in there, and that way you can hop right to the main article if that's what you want to enjoy. First, let's talk about censorship. So TikTok censored a video that made fun of Dr. Fauci, which is, for us here in the United States, the official voice of the bug and all that good stuff. Well, he just did a parody saying of Dr. Fauci saying, oh, you should wear the mask in the shower, and you should wear it everywhere you go, just in case germs come up through the drain and somehow jump on you. They removed it. You know, it when it first happened to Trump last year, I said this is only the beginning, and now they're eradicating half of everybody out there that has an opinion that people don't like. That is why I do firmly suggest, if you like my content, join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. I'm about a third of the way there to my goal, which means if I can get enough supporters over there, that means even if they yeet me off YouTube, I will survive, I will thrive, I will be doing well, and it means that you can watch all my content ad-free just by becoming a supporter. And I'm going to do more custom content over there. I haven't yet because I didn't realize this, but uploading data, my uploads, each video I record is about a gigabyte, and so when I upload it to YouTube and I upload it to betterbachelor.locals.com and I upload it everywhere else, each time takes a hit out of my cellular data, and I only have so much. So I kind of have to pick and choose what I do. So I may miss a couple of videos over there that I have on YouTube, but I'll also make sure to put custom content over there so that those of you that are subscribers or supporters of me over there will get some custom content. I'm getting it together for you, I promise. It's just I've had a heck of a time with the bus, and still having other issues. So I'm now in the middle of nowhere in Kansas. Kansas is beautiful if you like wheat, maybe corn and grass, and that's about it. It's God's country out here. And anybody that says we have too many people in America, just come out here and look at nothing for hundreds of miles, and you'll realize we're not too bad. So join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com if you want to support me and keep my content available. Censorship is just going nuts. It's just going crazy. All right, for the losses of the day, this first loss is for a gentleman. You know, we've talked about here about not being helpful. You know, back in the day, I've helped people that I've seen stranded on the side of the road. People like to step in when they see a fight where a guy's maybe harming somebody, especially a woman. And people say, oh, I need to step in and stop and protect these people and be a good person to other people. Well, here's a story of a guy being a good person to other people. And man, did he pay for it. A 17-year-old Good Samaritan stopped in Clay County to help a 19-year-old and a girl when he saw they needed a tire. He took them to get one, and on the way back, they beat him within an inch of his life. They tried to escape, but got stuck, I guess, in the mud or something. They tried to escape, maybe in his vehicle. Anyway, here's the big part of this. The guy that did it, he's out on bail already. He's already been released. He's back out in the public, and I don't know how much bail is, but obviously it wasn't very much, but he's back at large. So here you can beat up an elderly pensioner, basically, and beat him within an inch of his life. And they do have a picture here. It's not like really bad or anything like that. But you can see, I mean, he's bloodied up on his forehead. He's got a couple of black eyes. His face is quite swollen, because if you look here, you can see he's got a pretty swollen face. And they interview him here. Well, maybe his face is a little swollen naturally. But you could see like around his jaw and other things like that. He was beaten up, and they give images of the person that beat him up. And you know what? But you cannot be a good person anymore. Like, they're literally punishing you for being a kind person. But yeah, he had bruises on his neck, I guess, where he got choked. And they just, they did a good number on him. So yeah, here's an image of him right after the attack. So, you know, you can't, there is no more helping people. And I hate to say that's a loss for this gentleman, but he learned the hard way you can't be kind anymore. Another loss of the day. Top Chicago prosecutor Kim Fox here in the United States. They've dismissed more than 25,000 felony cases. Now, that's not where they've arrested them, put them in behind bars when they got bail and got out. This is they were arrested and they were just released. Like, charges dropped. Don't worry about it. Have a nice day. And they were let out. Over 25,000 cases in, let's see, how many years? Let me see if it says without me having to read too deeply, 3 years in office. So that's roughly about almost 9,000 people per year that committed felonies, including ending someone's life, using weapons, adult attacks. They just were let off, and they're like, have a nice day, have a good one, and they're gone. This is one of the reasons why I say being in a big city is not a great idea. I don't know how much longer this is going for, but in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, they had a prosecutor that was doing something very similar to this. It, when people get arrested, they just got released. Well, he just won the primary, so he may end up being another DA for another 4 more years. So that means you've got 4 more years of increasing crime and everything else. So, like I said before, it's something to be, I'm not saying which way to be politically. Just be advised of what's going on so that you can make a rational decision if you want to be in big cities or not. Me personally, I'm trying to live outside of a smaller city with a large city with still within maybe 45 minutes to an hour drive, so I can be left alone. But if I want to go into the city for something, I can. It'll take me some time to find it, but hey, it's worth the hunt at this point. And again, here's another example. I want to go over these because crime's important. I mean, that really will affect your happiness in life. Same thing, charges dropped for a suspect in harming a elderly San Francisco woman when they carjacked her. And they here have on video the guy doing it. He basically yanks her out of the car, beats her up a little bit, and tries to take the car. And hear what they said. The prosecutors dropped the charges because they said there was no DNA evidence. You don't need DNA evidence. You literally have it on film with the person doing it to the woman. Charges dropped. They're doing this with a lot of cities in the United States, big cities, democratic cities. Make your own assessment or make your own judgment, but I'm telling you, these are some big losses. Like, you probably do not want to plan to be in cities, because this, many a times, election cycles is 4 years, and if they get reelected, it's another 4 years. You might be looking at 8 years, almost a decade of this kind of crap. Maybe it's time to make some life decisions. It's up to you, but just be aware of what's going on in your community. Okay, main article here. Millions of men no longer want to get married, and you can thank the government for that. And this is from Juliana Stewart at Evie. I think that's half of it, and that's the obvious half of it. What they don't get into is women are, like, really undesirable right now. Like, there are many, many women that they're too challenging. They're very unfeminine. They're argumentative. They're entitled. They're angry. They think that they deserve the world. And this is, if a man is like that, I would say to a woman, don't date a dude like that. He is trouble. Well, when the woman's like that, I say the same thing to guys. Like, dude, steer clear. You're not going to be happy. It doesn't matter how great looking she is. You're going to have to jump through hoops. You're going to have to do the dance. And in the end, you're still going to lose. So they say, starting here, why are so many men refusing to get married? Is it because of women, or is it because of the unfair family justice system? It's because of both. They say marriage is on the decline, and it's a scary thought. Imagine dating a man for years, cohabitating and giving the relationship your all without him ever having to put a ring on it. No matrimony, no wedding dress, and no big celebration with family and friends. What about the thought of having children without marriage? Let me pause right there and first say, number one, you should not ever be cohabitating. Period. End of statement. Move on. Because in many places, the minute you do that, especially if it's up to, I think in some places it's 2 years, other weird places it's 7 years. Some places in Canada, I think it's 6 months. You can instantly be hit for alimony, for child support, for some other really weird stuff. But you notice something. Let's break this down a little bit. They say no matrimony, that's marriage, no wedding dress, big whoopee, no big celebration, it's a party with family and friends. What about the thought of having children without marriage? You notice what they don't say here. What about being happy? What about having, like, having a guy that will, that you will be able to support and be with for your life and take care of him and love him forever? No. They're more worried about the wedding dress and a celebration. That already should tell you some red flags about what's important about marriage for some of these gals. They say it's fine if you don't believe in marriage, but the rest of us do. Most women look forward to tying the knot with a man of their dreams, but what will happen if millions of men refuse to get married? This is what's currently happening in America and many other parts of the world. Gee, what else is happening in many other parts of the world? Westernized feminism? That's right. This crazy notion. And I'm not saying it's a crazy notion for women to want to go out and be independent and make their own money and be strong, independent women. That's not a crazy notion. If you ladies want to do that, go right ahead. But when you want to say I'm strong and I'm independent and I'm challenging to men and men don't like strong, independent women. No, we just don't like headaches and we don't like fights and we like feminine women. And we do, many men at least, traditionally feel important when we can provide. It allows us to provide for our family, and it makes us feel important, and especially when we're appreciated for that. But what if we're not needed for that anymore? What if we're not appreciated for that anymore? What if we're not looked up to as a strong pillar of the family? We're like a pet. We're like a family pet, and we don't feel important. But we do know that while we don't feel important, and we don't get to be head of the household, and we don't get to have maybe the 60-40 split in decisions. We don't get that anymore, but we still also get the financial burden after we have kids or after we get married. Men don't want that. You can't, like, we can't be, there's no bonus to getting married, but there is a punishment when you get divorced. Like, that is just a losing combination for men, and they're not having it. And marriage is traditionally, again, kind of the man's world. In other words, like, women decide when the action in the bedroom happens. Men decide when action in the church or marriage happens. And women have said, hey, it's a free-for-all. Like, you guys can come get it if you're good-looking enough, you're attractive enough, you're funny enough, or you're interesting enough. You can go out there, date, and get some bedroom action and have a good time. But then there's also no bonus for getting married. Well, if a guy can get the bedroom fun without having to get married, and also getting kind of taken advantage of on the exit of the divorce, there are literally zero reasons for a man to get married anymore. And men have control because men are the ones that propose. But what are men doing now? Men are getting the milk for free. Men are dating. Maybe men are even happy with a woman. But when she says, hey, let's make this official, let's get married and maybe let's move in together, guys are like, I'm good. I gotta be honest with you, I'm good. And that's, again, the court system. But also, again, guys are seeing women bailing on them. They're seeing the divorce statistics, and they're saying, this odds are very much against me, and I'm not a gambling guy, so I think I'm going to pass on this. And the thing is, the only people women have to blame are themselves and the court systems that they fought for to make sure that they got all the cash and prizes when the relationship ends. So when women say, well, no one wants to get married anymore, and I'm so upset, look in the mirror, because you guys are the ones that instituted all of this. They say historically low marriage rates in America. U.S. News reported that marriage rates reached a historic low in 2018, with only 6.5 out of 1,000 people getting married, the lowest level in 118 years since it's been recorded. That was 2 years ago. That was before the bug. I would bet probably this bus against it that it's probably dropped even further. I think, I mean, you couldn't get married. You couldn't have parties. You couldn't have celebrations. How many women would want to get married in the middle of the bug when they couldn't have this grand, you know, party and with the dress and the, because they already said how important that is versus love. You know that the rates dropped even further. And again, as they've even mentioned in here about guys going their own way, there are movements. Men, there's 330,000 as of today, subs or subscribers to my channel that are saying, hey, we agree with you. We don't like this anymore. We do not want to participate. It is a scam for men, and we're just out on it. So they say, Philip Cohen, a sociology professor at the University of Maryland, says women's independence and equality is a huge factor in the long-term decline in marriage. Right. You don't need us anymore, and we don't need you anymore. We don't need to get married anymore to have some bedroom fun, so what's the point? Win-win for men, that's for sure. There's also been a rise in men's rights groups, such as Guys Going Their Own Way and the Manosphere, where men in droves complain about men's unfair treatment in relationships and family courts. They're tired of being browbeaten by women and the bias laws against men. For this reason, millions of men don't want to get married and are opting out of marriage altogether. Sorry, I'm getting a little warm in here. The insulation on this bus is really good. They say men avoid marriage because it's too risky and too costly. Men are not marrying because, for many men, the rewards for getting married are far less than they used to be, while the cost and dangers of it are far higher. Now, this is a mistake. They say men are not marrying because, for many men, the rewards of getting married are far less and the cost is much more. No, not for many men, for all men. I mean, maybe somewhere in the Middle East, maybe there's still not the heavy problem. But for most westernized country, for many places, it is an absolute nightmare for guys. There is no benefit. There's no benefit. I've seen Venn diagrams where people have drawn it up, and it's like benefits for women, benefits for men. You know, benefits for women dating is like, well, you've got a support system with a guy, because usually they want to date and marry men that make more money. You know, you've got a partner, you've got extra income, you've got, basically it's a laundry list of things, security, you've got someone to help you with things. When you get over to the, and you do have bedroom fun as well. When you get over to the men's side, it's like bedroom fun and like what else? What else do men really get? Because they don't get somebody that cooks dinner. And it, again, there's some traditional women that do this. But we're talking about the vast majority. They don't get someone that wants to cook dinner. It's 50-50. They don't want someone that does house chores. It's 50-50. They don't want someone that helps clean up or does any of the domestic things. It's 50-50. But when it comes to mowing the lawn, that's still usually the guy. When it's fixing the tires, painting the house, doing a lot of the more building, cleaning, structural things on a household outside of the building, men still are kind of, you know, that and spider duty. So we're supposed to share a lot of the ones that used to be for the women, but the ones that are guys' work is still mostly the guys' work. I don't see a lot of women being like, no, honey, I forgot. Remember, let's look at the list. It's my turn to mow the lawn. I don't really see that happening very much anymore. And not only that, but again, what's the other thing that most men, companionship they get married for and bedroom fun? Well, we're getting that without the marriage now. So what's the point of getting married? Especially when she gets cash and prizes on the exit, and a guy gets a headache and maybe even loses custody to his kids. They say divorce rates are sky high. 45% of marriages end in divorce, and women initiate 80% of them. That is now closer to 50% of marriages end in divorce. And in some areas of the world, it's even higher than that. T. Wayne Hicks, which is at Uncharted Father on Twitter, says, divorce and family law are skewed against the man. It is what it is. Until it changes, it's a crap sandwich. And a guy down below says, my divorce cost me $500,000. There's nothing fair and equal about the process. You're a man, you're going to get bent over, and you're going to take it dry. And that's exactly right. there is very, very few cases where the guy's going to win an alimony or child support because, again, women very, very, very rarely marry down, which means he's almost always the provider, which means he's almost always going to be the one paying the cash and prizes when things end. It's just the way it goes. They say ultimately men know they could lose a lot, from losing their freedom to being financially exploited to losing custody of their children. It's common knowledge that the courts favor women over men. Now, they have a link there. I'm going to click it and see what it says. They're renowned for favoring women regarding the division of assets, child support, and alimony, even if they aren't married. Now, let me open this link and just see what it... They say, it's to another EV article here, society needs to acknowledge that fathers are essential for children, right? So they've done the homework. I did a video on that about men's statistics and how kids raised with a father have better boundaries, are more likely to be successful. And even a two-parent system is better than just one parent. But when it's a traditional household and the guy is always, like, there are attorneys out there that specifically help women with excuses and stories and ways to make sure that she gets custody of the kids, to make sure that she gets extra money, to get sure that the lawyer gets extra money for awarding her more money. It's a big old scam nowadays. And if you don't see it and you still think that you're somehow in the minority and you're going to escape the problem, you better do your homework, because not many guys are winning when it comes to leaving a marriage, where a lot of women are. They say men lose money. For example, an Ontario businessman was ordered to pay more than $50,000 a month to his ex-girlfriend, despite neither owning a house nor having a children together. Under Ontario law, an unmarried couple is considered common law spouses if they have cohabitated, lived together in a conjugal relationship for at least 3 years. But here's the thing. They never lived together at all. She just spent the night over at his house every once in a while. But because she came over and left some clothes or left some feminine products or something like that, they deemed it to be that's living together, even though she may have only spent the night a couple of times. This is where we are. And when that's the way it is, and I said this in that video and I'm going to say it again here, when that's the way it is, ladies, and you don't fight this stuff and you don't fight back against the women that are pushing for these crazy laws, what'll happen is you'll get a boyfriend and you'll really like him and you'll go over to his house and you guys will have a wonderful dinner and then you guys will have some bedroom fun and then he'll look at his watch and he'll say, well, thanks for coming, you gotta go. It might be 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, doesn't matter. You can't spend the night here. Don't bring anything over. You gotta take what you came with that came in on your back or in your purse. No leaving anything over, no falling asleep at my place, get out. It sounds really cold and callous. But realizing that this guy didn't do that and said, sure, you can spend the night. Yeah, you can bring a couple of things over. And it's going to cost him $50,000 a month. And she didn't say no to that. She didn't say, no, wait a minute. Hey, we don't need this kind of thing to happen. Nope, she took it with a smile on her face. And because of that, I'm going to make sure I share this story. And it should be shared around to everybody else so everyone knows that this is what guys are up against. And when a man says, look, I do like you, and you know, someday I even thought about getting married and having kids, and I'd love to have you as a long-term girlfriend, but I can't, and I won't, because someday you might change your mind, and someday you might get angry at me, or someday you may think I'm a loser, or whatever may happen, and if you end up getting upset with me, you can rake me over the coals, and that is just something I'm not even willing to participate in. And those of you guys that talk about prenuptial agreements, those things are about as good as toilet paper. It happened to Dr. Dre and his wife, where she said, well, he tried to have me sign it last minute, like within a couple of weeks before the wedding, and if I didn't sign it, we weren't going to get married. So I signed it under duress. I was pressured into it. And because of that, she may be able to get it thrown out of court. Well, what guy is going to say, hey, I'm not going to marry you unless you sign this? If a guy says that because he's smart or he has a lot of assets and she has a lot fewer assets, at any point she can come back around and say, well, our marriage was contingent on me signing a prenuptial agreement. So I felt like I was cornered and trapped and I had to and I was pressured. And a lot of judges are going, okay, well, we're going to throw it out then. So what good is it? It's about as good as toilet paper. Well, again, Everything that men are trying to do to protect themselves, women are getting them thrown out. So women can be greedy and getting more than their fair share. Hey, we're not saying they shouldn't get a fair share. But when a guy's worth a billionaire and the woman's like, well, I've got his two kids, it doesn't cost $50,000 or $100,000 or $1 million a month to take care of two kids. Does she deserve something if she's been with him for an exceptional long time? Sure, perhaps so. But it's getting lopsided now. You're going to tell me that a guy that's making $100,000 a year, like a friend of mine did, actually he had to pay more in child support and alimony, and he took home less. That means that if out of 100 grand, we're not talking about taxes here, he was paying more than $50,000 to her and the kids. I think it came out to something closer to about 65% of his income. So that's him paying out 65% and him keeping 35%. Does that sound fair to you? In what world? And if he quit or lost his job, he went in and tried to get it adjusted down, and the lawyer said no. That means now that if he can't pay that 65% of his old $100,000, he could lose his license. He could go to jail. And if he goes to jail, he makes $0. So you know what happens to all that money he owes? It starts accumulating. And when they say, okay, you've been in jail for 90 days, this was your warning. We're going to let you go. We're going to let you out. And now you need to pay back your back child support. Well, he gets out and he finds his job and maybe he gets his first paycheck. Even if he gives it all to the court system, 100%, if it doesn't cover what he owes in child support, oh, you're late. You're behind it again. Back in jail you go. You think I'm wrong? Just look up Dave Foley talking to Joe Rogan about his situation with child support up in Canada. You want to hear a nightmare story? He cannot return to Canada, or he's in jail probably for life over child support, over money that he made when he was a TV star, and once he lost his job, didn't matter. You still owe what you used to make as a TV star, even though you're not now anymore. When women out there keep fighting and fighting and fighting for more and more and more, guys just realize this is a game I can't win. I refuse to play anymore. And the only way women might get guys to marry again is to say, okay, no more bedroom fun. It's off the table, and we're not going to sleep with guys anymore until you get married to us. That might work, but unfortunately, women aren't willing to do that. They all want to share the top 5%. Those 5% are not going to get married. And so they say, well, to try to capture him, I've got to sleep with him. And then he bails on them anyway. It's kind of, I mean, it's interesting to watch. It's just crazy. They say men lose their children. In the UK, Liz Jones, a columnist at the Daily Mail, reported on how she stole her ex-boyfriend's sperm to try to get pregnant but failed. And how one of her friends lied to a new boyfriend that she was on the pill. He's now in a new relationship and has to pay child support for a child he never sees. Yeah, it's called sperm jacking, and it happens. And you know what? When it does happen, the guy's still responsible. But what happens if he doesn't use protection when he said he was going to? Straight to jail. Look it up. It's a thing. Entrapment in pregnancy, aka forced fatherhood, is a common problem in the United States too. Many men feel paying child support for a child they didn't agree to have is unfair, but the courts see it as doing what's right for the child. A woman receiving child support can also claim government assistance, welfare, free health insurance, etc., while the man gets nothing. Right. So she gets Big Daddy government to pay, and she gets the guy to pay. So she gets a win-win, double payday. What's the guy get? Nothing. He gets a bill, and he's got to keep paying it. And if he doesn't, again, off to behind bars. Habib Akande says football loses everything after divorce. In an interview Sunday with Sunday Mirror, former Arsenal football player Emmanuel Eboué told how he lost a divorce battle that left his wife Ariel with all of their daughters or with all of their assets, and now he has no contact with his two daughters. So, again, he's the football player. He earns everything. She decides to leave him. He loses contact of the kids, and he loses all his stuff to her. How is that fair in any way, shape, or form? Now, 50-50 custody? Hey, we're talking here, right? Should she get a little something until she gets on her feet? Sure. But why should she get a payday just because he's rich? Just because you marry a winner doesn't mean you should get a payday when you leave him. I mean, otherwise, what's the point of a woman to stay? If a guy's making $100 million a year and he marries, she knows at any point, well, I can leave. I can make up some stories about him doing bad stuff. I'll get to keep the kids. I get child support of $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month for that. And on top of that, I'm going to take millions of his dollars every year in alimony. And maybe I get to win the house and a bunch of others. She gets cash and prizes. What kind of guy is going to get married? Now, he did. Boy, I bet you he regrets that. But every guy that watches this story goes, I got to remember this because I may not make millions, but I don't want to lose all my crap. They say in the event of a married couple divorcing, men only get custody of their children 10% of the time, but are always responsible for paying child support and alimony. Many men complain that courts send the message that fathers are not essential to raising children beyond the point of paying child support. They say closing thoughts. In a society that strives for equality, maybe these gender laws are outdated. Women make up to 50% of the labor force. That's half. So why do we claim unfair gender divides regarding marriage and family disputes? If the risks involved in entering marriage were equally distributed, perhaps more men will feel like they have less to lose. It's such a minefield, and change might not happen so fast. Still, if we want to see men viewing marriage in a positive light again, so we can continue to have strong family units, it will take a long-term focused effort from women, from men, and from the government. Well, the government's not going to do it. And you're not going to see many women saying, no, let's even this out. I'm willing to pay more. That's not going to happen. So who's that leave? Men. And are men listened to? No, grumble, grumble, patriarchy, grumble, grumble, privilege, grumble. So again, this is just going to go on forever. Ladies, you dug your own hole. Now you're going to have to live with it. Those of you that wanted a marriage, maybe you can find a sucker. But I don't think a sucker is also going to be the same smart, winning, successful guy that you really do hope to marriage. Because a guy's going to say, if he is successful and intelligent and outgoing, he's going to say, no, I know what happens to guys when they get married, and I'm not partaking of that. So, ladies, you dug your own graves. So if you don't get what you want, sorry, you're coming in too late. You should have been around 20 or 30 years ago before guys really got rung over the coals. They say being aware of the issues men face, emphasizing and trying to see it from their perspective is a great place to start. Okay, but that really doesn't do any good. Just seeing it from our, side of the point. I mean, you're like, well, yeah, I could see why you get screwed. Okay, how does that help men? It doesn't. The article that they link to over here is another article. I'm just going to leave the main EV article down below. But again, it's marriage rates hit historic lows. And they have some statistics in here that tell you even during the Great, this was interesting, during the Great Depression, before falling to 7.9 in 1932. So during the Great Depression, it was 7.9. Right now, it's 6.5 as of 2018. I will bet you it's probably even lower, closer to 6 or maybe even 5.5. 5 marriages out of 1,000. Odds aren't looking so good for you ladies, but for men, I call this a win. That means men are getting wise to the game, they're protecting themselves, and they've realized it's a game they just can't win. All right, let's move on to the dating profiles of the day. All right, this first one, she is 34. And the other thing, let me just pause and say, the other thing that the article didn't talk about, they only talk about what the government does and men losing financially when it comes to dating. The other thing today, and I wanted to mention this, is that women are now so picky, they're so choosy, they are so entitled, that they are just unrealistic with their expectations. And so when they do meet a man that meets all their expectations, congratulations, that is the man that every other woman wants to be with. So now you have 100 women competing for 5, 10, maybe even 20 men. When that happens, those men, they have all the choices in the world. The other 80% of men are invisible in many cases, or maybe they just have to not date a woman that they would find ideal. They may have to make sacrifices, but the women won't in many cases. And so what happens is the women won't make the sacrifices, and they say, you know what? We're all going to go for these same guys. And those men say, I don't have to marry. I don't have to settle down. Why? Because look at all these women that are coming after me. I have all the choices in the world. So no stress. I'll just sleep with a bunch of them. I'll use them. I'll ditch them. I'll toss them away. I'll lie to them. I'll be genuinely a bad guy. And those women are going to think all men are awful. But again, when they say all men are awful, they're not thinking about the 80% of men that are invisible. They're still only talking about the 20% or 10% of jerks that broke their hearts. And what happens? They go right back into the dating market. They find another high-value man that's probably being shared with a bunch of other women. And they go, this guy's great. What a catch. I'm going to tie him down. And they end up getting used and dumped. And it repeats until the women can't find anybody anymore. And then they assume all men are horrible, not realizing that they really only were looking at the top 10 or 20% of men. The other 80% didn't exist. Okay, so the dating profile here. She's 34 with bright orange hair, like Lilu from The Fifth Element orange hair. Please don't match with me if you eat meat or watch spicy movies. Non-negotiable. Do you know how to? You can always tell a vegan? Do you know how you know you can always tell a vegan? Because they're going to tell you they're a vegan 100% of the time, and usually right when you meet them within the first 3 minutes. She said it within the first sentence. Seeking a circumcised, considerate, and empathic gentleman, fluent in sarcasm and big on communication and transparency. Seeking long-term relationship without kids, no smokers, religious people, or Trump supporters. The circumcised thing is kind of weird to me. Like, I don't know anything, like, if it makes a difference or not. I know about my hose. I don't know what it's like about other hoses. But the fact that you feel that that's important enough to putting in a dating profile, to me, that's just kind of weird. That would be like a guy putting on there, like, a woman has to have a certain cup size and, you know, her pointy little, her bits need to be pointed in a specific direction and be, I don't know. Like, that just, we're really getting that. But you see what I'm talking about? Entitled and picky here. Like, even down to a dude's junk has to look a certain way. Okay. She says, hopefully a tall white guy with a dad bod, maybe a short beard. Again, can you see a guy's dating profile? Hopefully a short petite woman with big boobs. Like, really? He would get roasted out of the universe. But again, she's 34, still looking for it. Good luck. Liberal. Oh, shocking. Considering you don't like Trump supporters, you're liberal. Wow, what a surprise. I would have never seen that coming. Brutally honest. A night owl. Couch potato. Okay, I bet you've got a great body. DDLG, whatever that means. Dog person. And game nights. I'm working on self-improvement and looking for the same in a partner. Okay, well, good luck to you. I mean, but again, you can see, now wait till you see this next profile. You want to talk about specific. I pulled this up specifically for this video because it relates back to the main story about, again, marriage statistics and the government and how they physically or literally make men pay through their nose is one thing. But the entitlement and the neediness for perfection by women is off the charts. Let me zoom this one up so you guys can see it better here. She says, I am a 25-year-old single mother looking for a future partner. I am Latina, 5'4", curvy, that means a little bit bigger, smart, and super funny. I haven't had good luck with finding men. I'm looking for a flat earther partner that is ready to settle down. Now, let's get into the grocery list and let me know at what point you gentlemen are out of the equation. I think most of you are out because of the flat earther thing, but let me know when you're out. Requirements. Body count cannot be higher than one. And she puts in parentheses to be equal. So she's saying she's only had one person she's been with. Now, the reason why I say I don't think I believe that is because she's calling it a body count. Like, that's kind of like female dating strategy forum kind of talk. So I really have a doubt that she's only been with one person, and that was the father to her kid. But we'll take her at her word for it. So how many men are left in there that have been with one and or less women? Number two, can't be younger than 21. Okay. She's 25, so she's willing to date down a little bit. Must live in Texas and no e-dating or online dating. Must not have an ex-girlfriend that is prettier than me. Okay. So talk about insecure. That's a thing right there already. I don't know what she looks like, but I'm just going to say I'm pretty sure I'm out just from that one alone. So far, I think about every line has me out. Hardworking. In now, she didn't write this, but I'm just telling you in parentheses what that means. Hardworking, parentheses, you make good money. That's what that means. So you can give her money. Must be an expert in chaka chaka. I don't know what that is. I don't care what that is. You guys don't need to leave it in the comments below. I don't care. I'm just pretty sure, again, not many of you are experts in chaka chaka. Has to be super smart. Must be super attractive. But you can't have had a girlfriend that's prettier than her. So you must be super attractive that probably dated somebody that's maybe average or slightly below average. Again, I'm not making this up. No overweight. Must be super attractive. Can't have small lips. So you must have full pouty lips. No buff people. So you must be super attractive. But you can't be really muscular. You've kind of got to be maybe just kind of athletic-ish, sort of. Doesn't talk back. No opinions of your own, gentlemen. Don't sass her. Whatever she says goes. It literally says, next line, does whatever I say. But also must be super attractive and super smart and be hardworking and great guy, but you also has to do whatever she, Miss Average, says. Don't look at other girls at all. Now, that means if you're walking along the street and someone attractive is coming, you must immediately stare at your shoes while she stares at you to see if you notice the attractive woman. Otherwise, now each one of these, if you screw this up, is a fight. You know this is right, right? Okay. Isn't super clingy. So you, you can't be super clingy. So you must be Captain America, but you can't be super clingy to Miss Average or slightly below average. I personally don't think that's going to be a problem. Jealous, but not too much. Well, how would you be jealous of her? Maybe if she was getting attention? So she can get attention, but you can't get attention. But also you must be super attractive. Doesn't have friends of the opposite sex. Doesn't watch spicy videos. Most importantly, has to be a flat earther. I don't like arguing. So she won't argue about flat earther stuff. I think, I'm pretty sure about this. I think this woman, out of the 7. Whatever billion people on this planet, I think the number that might meet her criteria are 2. Just 2 people out of the 7-odd billion people, and both those people that meet her criteria probably passed away last week. There's no way. She's 25, and even if she found somebody that has all these things, which is virtually an impossibility, what are the odds that he would actually like her? Because she sounds like a flaming bee. Like, she sounds like she's nuts. And everything is going to be a fight with her. And I don't know what happened in this gal's life that put her on this path. But let's be honest. There's only one person that's going to be miserable in this world. And it's going to be her. It's not going to be us laughing at her situation. It's going to be her. Because we are not going to be involved. And we're reasonable people. And she's forever alone. She's forever alone. Don't forget to give me a like on the video. For every like that you give this video, I will make sure to donate a cat or to a, I'll donate a something, a bag of kitty litter to a shelter to make sure that all these future cat ladies, get some help for adopting all their cats, because this lady's going to have like 30 cats. I don't know how somebody gets to the point where they think this is reasonable or even doable. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. And I'll leave it there. Guys, you have to laugh. That's all you can do. Women did this to themselves. They've made it to where no man or no quality man is going to want to get married. And then what is their answer to that? To complain that no men want to get married because of the ridiculous laws and the ridiculous bailouts that they themselves or their parents or whoever fought for. You got what you asked for. Now live with it and shut up and quit complaining.